Welcome to 4th and 10 right here on 4thdistrict.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, all powered by the 4th District Podcast Network. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. Three comedians, 10 topics, the unofficial podcast of Dr. Pepper 10. It's not for women. That was their real slogan. I had to Google that to double check.
That was their real slogan.
That was their real slogan was, it's not for women, which is really smart. I mean, people in marketing, you guys know, you want to eliminate as many people as possible from your product. My name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat and Instagram is just I'm Owens. It's great to be here. We've got everybody back together. Damon once again returned from the ocean. But first, David Perdue's with me.
I'm still swag surfing, bro. Nate, why don't you swag surf with me?
Boo.
Yo, what's up, people? Yeah, I'm here. Swag surfing still. Yo, if you put that on, Dan, I'm going to keep swag surfing, bro. I can't stop it. Hey, why are you doing nothing? How does this not what move you?
You go left.
You go, yes. Okay, you've never swag surfed with people?
I haven't. No, that's nothing.
Before this year is out, we swag surfing, bro.
All right.
This is ridiculous. What is your life right now? Not swag surfing. All
the
right.
The first time I heard swag surfing was my car broke down, and one of my friends played it from his cell phone and jumped on the hood of my car.
As he should have.
And just started yelling, I swag, I surf on your dead car. And then he did that for like 45 seconds. And I was like, all right, man.
All right, you had a bad introduction to swag surf, but you gotta let it hit you.
Okay, I'll let it go.
Anyway, people, what's up? Happy to be here. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at doordie. It's at doordie or davidperduecomedy.com. Yeah, man, we got one for y'all this week.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Captain Damon Sumner is back with us.
What's going on, good people?
I assume you're captain at this point.
I should be. I don't know. We'll take that as a win here. They don't pay me like it, but yo, get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR. Another hot one here. It's 10:20 p.m. Atlanta time. Feeling good.
Sleepy dance.
That's it. We got buns in here with Nate. Got a cardigan on.
Buttons and cardigan.
Jeans in these streets.
We had a show before this.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not just any show. You were at the winery.
City Winery.
City Winery.
It's a fancy stage.
Yeah.
So some would say too fancy.
Is that what it takes to have you dress like an adult?
Or what it takes?
To be around wine?
A fancy stage? Yeah, I'm not going to wear a cardigan to a show at a pizza place.
You should. Up the game around you.
Why not? Why would you disrespect those guys and not go ahead and do that?
Because most likely the pizza place is going to make me sweat more and smell like pizza. Mm. So I don't want to wear nice clothes to that.
I see.
Right now I smell like a cheese plate and sweat. But... the cheese plate is kind of a classy smell.
Sure, sure.
You're like, no, it's not. You were sweating around money.
No. That's what cheese
plate
means.
No. Here's the thing.
That's what cheese plate means.
No. We're going to stop this right here. You know that if you smell like a cheese plate, you really just smell like cheese. Nobody's like, oh, I get a hint of plate with that cheese.
You do. You go, what is that? And you go, an aged cheddar.
No, you don't.
Cheddar is cheese. Aged cheddar is on a cheese plate.
You think people out here smelling you know the difference between aged cheddar and cheddar?
You should.
You don't.
I do. If you don't. If you gave me, I would say, ooh, the aged cheddar.
Now
we're
gonna
is
have to
sharp.
Do a challenge. We have to do a smell challenge.
We'll do that
because I don't believe you can do it.
We gotta stop saying certain things. You gotta stop using certain words.
I don't know how to edit. I keep trying to show people this.
I think that would hurt my feelings though to be really good at that. Like, how do you know more cheese vocabulary than important things?
Yeah, that wouldn't help you out at all.
No, it wouldn't be good.
That's why we have to do it.
That's it. All
right.
Two things here. One, if you haven't already, check out patreon.com, 4th and 10, exclusive content coming your way. Got some more bonus episodes going to be dropping exclusively for our patrons. Appreciate you already with us. And number two, you know, we got a few more weeks here for our campaign. Nominate a Nate. We keep getting people in here. Again, want to be clear, you can let us know multiple ways. Nominate a Nate. One, you can check out the email, 4thand10podcast@gmail.com. Any social media that we're on, which is Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can see us in person if you're just like, hey, I got a person. So there's a picture. You know, a couple ways. One, a person you care about. Want them
first,
to continue to get better. That's important. We don't have time to waste. You want them to get better as a person because they have a lot of hatred in their spirit and it's going to kill them before they're 32. You don't want them to die. That's important to know. You want them to live and be successful.
Yes.
Off top, okay? You also see that they're putting a lot of energy where it shouldn't be placed.
Boom.
You're like, yo, you need to put this over here. Stop worrying about cheese plates, okay? And focus on cleaning your room. So that's important to make sure that you're figuring out, people, what is going to happen. Nominated specific. Make sure you shoot that in. I'm just shooting from the hip, you know, just out here, just winging it. You know what I mean? No experience or details. Oh, man. So, yeah, make sure you check that out for sure. Nominated Nate, for sure.
Do we have a review?
Review?
We do have a review.
Let's get it.
This review is from the Raul Navedo. Raul Navedo. It's 5 stars.
Yeah.
It's entitled, Nate Lost Me When.
Goodness gracious.
I already love this. Listen, I had to write this after listening to the latest episode. I used to be on Team Nate. I'm sorry you were there. Anyway, when it came down to it, and I would think, Nate's not that unreasonable. Yes, his hatred may be a bit intense and misguided, but I get it. After the whole Lady Gaga conversation, I saw it. I heard the nonsensical argument and felt myself shaking my head and saying, just stop, bruh. Still got love for your hate, but that was something else. Awesome podcast, though. Hilarious and engaging. It's the only podcast I listen to that my wife likes. Shout out to the wives.
Gosh, dog it.
She says,
thank you, wives.
Hold on. She says, play the podcast with the funny guys. Keep in mind, I listen to other podcasts that are comedy, but yours is the one she's talking about every time. Thank you.
You got to put her name in there, man.
Yeah.
Come on, Raul.
Raul Nevada. Yo, appreciate that.
Appreciate that for sure.
Hopefully, I don't know where you're at, but hopefully come to a city near you.
Let us know. Let us know where you're at. We are 100% creating a list
of places.
Are trying to make some things happen in 2019.
Yes.
Which, by patron, isn't a terrible thing to do. And so
we will be skipping Arkansas.
Unless they ain't time on that moon, you know.
And we swag and we serve.
Swag serve all the way to Arkansas.
All the way.
All the way for the right price.
All right, let's jump into
goodness
it.
Goodness gracious.
First topic, of course, the biggest topic in the sports world today. Hugh Jackson fired from the Cleveland Browns, I think a couple weeks ago, in that exodus with him and Lou. I guess they're hanging out now. I don't know. They got a lot to talk about. But before he went out completely, he was interviewed by Cleveland.com. And he said, quote, had we been doing in year one what I was able to get us to do in year three, there's no question we would already be a winning football team. When asked what they meant, he said, we passed on 3 franchise QBs in the first 2 years and Wentz, Watson, and Mahomes. We played a QB room with 0 wins in the league. You think this is fair? The hindsight of him leaving and saying, oh, hey, by the way, if we had drafted Wentz and Mahomes, like I maybe said, I wouldn't be fired yet.
Then what you got?
No, this is silly. This is how I personally feel. He was coached for at least 2 seasons. That's 32 games all the time. 32 games is a long time, plus the preseasons, plus the mini camps. I think personally, it wasn't enough time. I like to give coaches myself personally 3 years. First year, I give everybody grace that first year. Right. You probably don't have the players or the system. There's a lot going on that first year, depending on a lot of factors. Second year, you probably hopefully got some players in, maybe got the right coordinator. That third year is my ultimate. That's like I said, as far as with players as well. I don't call anybody a bust to the end of that third year. Rookie year, don't count it. Second year, you kind of got it. Third year, you kind of know what's up or not. So for the firing, I thought that was already a little premature. But on top, for you, in hindsight, without a winning record, fair or not fair, because your roster was poor and organization's poor and yada, 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 to be like, yo, had we done it my way, had we gotten these players who were now good, who we thought they weren't going to be as good, specifically Mahomes, because he wasn't in the top 10 conversation at all when he was coming out, I think it's silly. But, you know, when you're frustrated, when you get cut, You just start throwing out stuff. It's like if you ever just finna go, you go into a friend house and you and your boo, you know, y'all just say something and you just cut right there and the whole rest of the time is messed up. That's pretty much how he left. He got cut and the rest of the ride is messed up. When you get there, you're passive aggressive, and then you get back in the car and you still feel it if you didn't reconcile it. That's how he's feeling right now.
This is the football version of calling the last girl you dated crazy to the girl you're currently trying to date. Because that's what it is. Because it's like, oh, you guys broke up? Well, she said you weren't very great. And he's like, she's crazy. I don't know what she's talking about. She's crazy. Because, like, I was going to buy flowers a lot.
But isn't she crazy? This the Browns.
She is. I mean, to me, what really... Like... it's not great. And Mahomes is very easy to look back. But I also think it's a little crazy to think that you had an offense in place for any quarterback to come in and immediately
or players,
be successful.
Especially 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes, not to sound like I'm trying to take anything away from him or what he's done this year, but you come in with Andy Reid, who is one of the most experienced coaches in the NFL, and Kareem Hunt. Like, you come in with an established offense in a division that's worse than you thought it was going to be. Like, a lot of factors that Mahomes has taken advantage of has helped him be the MVP candidate that he is this year. It's not just that 2 years ago anybody really saw this.
I just think that, I don't know, like, they were so bad mm-hmm. that like, I feel like if he's like, this is the reason why they suck, I'm inclined to believe.
Sure. Because
nobody should have been that
bad.
Nobody
should have been 0-16.
Right. So I'm like, he might have had some kind of point. Now, I appreciate it because most times when people get fired or mm-hmm. stuff like that happens, coaches or whatever have those, like, they don't say much.
Sure.
And it's kind of boring.
Sure.
I'm like, ooh, this is a little spicy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a little spicy.
I'm pro hindsight. That's important. Awareness. Okay. So we talked about early on the pre-show here. But I think when you try to go hindsight and then you try to bash somebody else, I think I only got so much for that. I think relationally, job-wise, like, if there's more we could, there's also always more we could have done ourselves. Case in point, as a comedian. You go off stage, that set didn't go as well as you wanted to. You come off, you say, yo, one, I could have did this, this, and this better, but that crowd, though. Mm-hmm. That crowd trash, bro. It ain't going to be a good time. That crowd ain't good. Somebody later up front was talking over here. These two people over here, they're not paying attention at all. She keeps saying your jokes and keep talking to her friend, the bartender over here making smoothies with the blender going on over here. And it's just like, I hear that, but you also started out talking about, you know, nothing that was really funny. You made a joke that wasn't funny at all for the first 3 minutes.
True. Own what you did.
Own what you did.
Own
that's,
what you did.
I think that's my main piece is own what you did.
Own what you did. If you're trash, be like, oh, I was kind of trash.
You know, some people are trash. Mm-hmm. Men are crazy. Women are crazy. You know, it just happens. Yeah. I get it, though, Hugh. Because when you fired, though, you just got to let everything fly. Have you ever been fired?
Yes. relatively recently.
How many times have you been fired?
Just once.
Fine.
I technically once.
Okay.
But then the one place, the app, but in the 30 days, they were like, we don't think you're a good fit.
So if you guys you got hired.
I got hired
uh-huh.
within the 30 days.
Uh-huh.
They were like, we don't think you're a good fit
uh-huh.
here at the Hippo Hop in Brookhaven.
Oh, yeah, the Hippo Hop. You got let go from a Hippo Hop.
I got let go from an indoor playground. They were like, man, these high school girls that come in the afternoon are just crushing you.
Mm.
I guess that's what it was, or I guess you don't make
How
the
many
smoothie.
Guys were working there?
There was me and mm-hmm. another manager.
Oh, you were coming in as a manager position?
They wanted me to be a manager.
Sure.
And I was like, yeah, I don't want to commit to this.
Was it a white guy manager? Was he already a white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's probably it. They probably were trying to be diverse.
In Brookhaven?
I think they're trying to turn the tide. They're trying to turn the tide. Abrams, they were already ahead of the game.
In Brookhaven?
Listen, man, you got to start somewhere. Yeah. You let go of the newest white guy as
just
the manager.
Even if you don't know where Brookhaven is, just hear Brookhaven and you picture someone in your head.
It sounds like Mayberry. It sounds like Brookhaven, Mayberry. It has the same syllable kind of tension. Yes. Mayberry, Brookhaven.
I now nanny in Brookhaven. And I know other people who nanny in Brookhaven.
Well, you moved up.
I did. No, that job was miserable.
Because you only got to take care of one person.
Right.
That's well done. And less germs, because those places are disgusting.
Oh, it was terrible.
I mean, I take my kids all the time, but they are they are disgusting. You want to...
The highlight of that, though, was I saw a kid run full speed into the side of an inflatable.
Ooh.
And it sent him back a few yards. And it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Seeing kids tumble, like, just especially like chunky 3 or 4 year olds.
Yo, can we talk about this?
We've got time. It's our podcast.
I was watching something online the other day, and I saw a kid fall down a slide.
Ooh.
Like, in a way that, like, this kid might be seriously hurt. And I watched, and I was like, this is hilarious.
It's funny.
I don't know why. Maybe I, like, in my head, I was like, if I had kids, would I not feel this way?
No, that's not. No. You would still feel the same way.
But not only that, but I was like, yo, we are terrible to kids as a society because, like, they fall everywhere.
Kids are so bouncy.
And then not only that, psychologically, we just love scaring them.
Oh, boy.
Like, we just love scaring kids. Maybe it's just me, but I only one just loves scaring kids. Or, like, a kid that's, like, afraid. Because the only one is just, like, no one else is afraid about the simple things that we do. But, like, we just hide real quick and just see a kid, like, get afraid.
Oh, man.
I don't know. All right. Am I wrong?
No.
Because I love seeing a good tumble.
I love seeing a good
but
tumble.
But what about the fear? Am I a psychopath because of the fear?
I haven't really scared too many kids, so okay. I don't know.
Loved it. Love scaring kids. It's one of my favorite pastimes.
Well, you know what? I did. Okay, I'm being honest here. All right. I'm a good dad. I'm a better dad than I have been. So yes. We were playing hide and go seek, mm-hmm. right? And then I kind of go around and turn a few lights off. So it's getting pretty dark.
Yeah.
Mom's gone. It's just me, Mission's hiding, my son, and my two girls, 4 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hiding. They're trying to find me. And there comes a point, if you're a parent and you're playing hide and go seek and they can't find you, that joy and excitement of calling your name begins to slowly begin to fade down into nerves, anxiety, fear, and terror. And I let that bad boy go past terror to where it was like tears. And I was like, maybe Mission, my son, is going to get up and be like, hey, guys, he's okay. He's here. And it didn't. And I let that bad boy teeter on red to overload, fail, fatherhood, decline. And I come out, and they're crying. And they did, what is that you left us? And I was like, no, guys, I was just trying to play a game. I was trying to win the game. But you messed it up. You weren't going to. I was in the pantry with the lights off. You weren't going to find me. And I had to come out.
It's like, just say daddy won.
Just say daddy won. Who's the man? They were crying. They didn't want to keep playing. I was like, let's go to bed. We're going to bed. Take a shower. We're done. I put to bed at 7:09. I was done.
I don't know why. Like, I remember being like, I was probably in high school.
I was done.
So I was like, maybe not even out of high school. I was like in high school. Me and my brother, and we were in a Walmart. And anytime me and my brother, like, it was kids, would just, their parents let them wander.
Oh, boy.
We would just do... We just like kind of like acted like we were about to kidnap this kid.
Oh, shoot. You know that? Old David. We need to find old David sometimes. Get old David and old Nate in the room.
We just like followed this kid around the toy aisle. Ooh. He kept looking around. We weren't doing that. We just like followed him. But I never.
Is this a black kid?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, right. I don't think so. But right. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. But like, I just remember we followed him up in a couple hours. He started. You could see him feel that we were following him.
How old does he look?
Like maybe 6, 7.
Gosh. Why is this kid by himself?
Exactly. We were like, this is a good one, right? So we follow him up and down. I'll never get as long as I live. Shout out to this kid, though. Shout he feels us following him.
Okay.
At some point, he stops in the middle of the aisle. Mm. He like grabs a toy sword or something, turns around. He goes, y'all following me or something? And then we just bust out laughing. He's like, all right, my bad, kid. It's over. Like that, you won. You won. That is one of the greatest laughs I'll ever. Me and my brother talk about it all the time. It's one of the greatest laughs I've ever had. Because the kid's like, y'all follow me or something.
That was very funny.
So growing up, when babysitters would come take care of me, there was one rule in our house, and it was, don't play hide and seek with Dan.
Uh-oh.
Because if a babysitter did play hide and seek with me, I would hide in the basement.
Okay.
Wait till they came downstairs, run up the stairs, close the door, lock the door.
No, sir.
And lock the babysitter in the basement.
How many times did you do that?
Enough to make a rule.
Not a single babysitter got paid enough.
Yo, you were like real life Dennis the Menace.
How old are you in these stories?
Probably like ballpark. Second grade, third grade.
Oh, those are the worst ones.
Yeah.
Sons and sons.
So, my parents were gone for hours, and I'm just upstairs with eating what I want, watching TV
with the babysitter down there,
just banging on the door.
Just a high school girl just down there banging.
Just like, open the door.
How many repeated babysitters did you have?
Not very many.
Okay. No, you are real life Dennis the Menace.
That is crazy.
Like a movie show. No, that's not
Dennis the Menace. Would have like put gum under a chair.
Yeah,
he
right.
kidnapped somebody.
Right, you did.
He kidnapped, but almost an adult.
Whoa.
Yeah, damn, listen, what?
Wait a second. I feel like I'm the best old version in this room here, guys. What in the world?
For sure.
This is crazy, guys.
For sure you're the best.
David, you definitely had some cruel moments.
Yes.
Dan, that was unacceptable. Yes. Nate, you're just a younger Nate, so that's already a bad situation. What in the world?
I can't imagine the fear and anger.
Oh, my goodness. When that door unlocks.
Because you're mad, but then you're like, I got outsmarted by a second grader. So you have to be cool. And you think about, how do I explain this to their parents?
Oh, my goodness.
I obviously can never come back
here.
What
if you got a pee?
Oh, my goodness. Oh my
Did anybody try to kick the door down?
That's a valid point.
No,
they just...
Because it was just little teenage girls.
They were defeated.
Girls.
Yep.
They were defeated.
Man. Did you hear them cry?
The TV was probably too loud for me.
Yo, Dan, I can see him. He's kicking up his feet, eating ice cream.
Just Macaulay Culkin and Home Alone.
Dan, where's the babysitter?
That was my favorite movie.
Really. I'm going to give you to the count of 10.
Yeah.
To get your... Dan's just turning that up.
Yeah.
One.
What did you say when your parents came home? Got another one.
Did you follow the rules? You didn't follow the rules. That's on you, Stacey.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of here.
You know, honestly, I probably ran upstairs and like got in bed.
Oh, exactly. And they locked like themselves
I went,
down there?
I went to bed.
Yo, Dan, you wild, bro.
That's crazy, brother. That's crazy for sure.
That's wild.
Let's keep it moving. All hilarious, right. Yo. Speaking of people not doing good jobs, Jamarcus Russell, one of unfortunately our biggest busts for the Raiders here. I don't even just we're not doing good, guys, as a people over there in Oakland. But story came out recently. Jamarcus Russell was the number one pick for the Oakland Raiders years ago. Was supposed to be a great quarterback out of LSU. And he had low to no work ethic for a lot of reasons. We only got time to talk about a few of them. An analyst who was a former teammate came out and said, yo, that Jamarcus Russell, he would lie about, this is about lying on the job, not being a good worker on your job. He would lie. He's the quarterback, right? Arguably the face of the franchise, you know, trying to become a champion. He would lie about watching film, about watching tape. Again, just trying to, if you don't know, that's you watching, you study the other team to get ready to be ready to, you know, to beat them essentially. And he would lie to say that he did this. And so the team at one point gave him fake blank tapes. The tapes are blank. There's nothing on them. There's just static, right? He goes over the weekend, comes back. All right, they send it home. He comes back, and when he returns, when he was asked about it, he said, yo, he watched the tapes, and he really enjoyed watching and learning about the blitz packages about the other team. This guy not only got caught in his lie, he was confident that the lie was going to work. Here, I'm intrigued on one. How many times, maybe on a job or in a relationship or something, where you've lied and either A, got caught, or you had a real good lie and you didn't get caught? Because this bad boy got caught with blank tapes. That, for me, that is so hilarious for your organization. Like, how can we figure this out? Let's give him blank, the quarterback of our team, blank tapes. The one who tapes,
paid the most money.
The most money. Yeah. Drafted him first. We Let's give this guy most. Blank tapes. He goes home and it comes in your office, in your face, and say, yeah, coach, hey, man, those blitz packages, when Ray Lewis come next week, oh, we going to be ready. If you got to watch out for the Sam linebacker over here, because they'll come with the corner blitz with Ed Reed over here. This boy talked about it, and there was nothing on the tapes.
There needs to be a new word for this. Because this tapes. Isn't just lazy as putting the tapes on and, like, sleeping through
and not paying attention
yeah.
to it.
Yeah. But the fact that he never once just put it, because, yeah, put them in and be like, all right, I'll just play these through, just so they looked. He probably returned them rewound. Like, not even with all the film on the other side of the tape yet. I don't know. I can't tell if he's the greatest lazy athlete of all time, or if this is, like, the worst of the worst. I don't know.
That's a product of just always being really good and just kind of just never having to really work.
Sure.
So, like, in college, he
big
probably
guy,
was just
big
like,
arm.
Yeah, like, you can't tackle me and I can throw the football all the way across the field. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, he can do stuff like that. But, like, yo, that's a – I think who used to do that? Michael Vick? They said Mike Vick did the same
Michael
thing.
Michael Vick used to do a little bit of that.
But yeah, but he won.
He did win.
You know what I mean? So, when you win,
he also
you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Nah, but I mean, it's like it's almost like the football version of Drumline.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Drumline.
I love Drumline.
Drumline, great movie, right?
Oh, it's a great movie.
Great movie. Dan, you like Drumline?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
That's the introduction to Zoe Saldana for myself.
Yep.
Same.
I had introduction.
The biggest crush on her.
Who did not?
Absolutely.
But no, you're right. He was very talented.
Yeah, very talented. He was like, read the music. He
yeah. I just know how to play great music.
Yeah, and I like without the admitting of it, like that's exactly what he did. Like he never was like, I could just throw the football.
Yeah.
He was just like, I know the packages.
That's valid.
I know exactly what's going on.
That's a real. And I just want to talk about that movie because there were so many quotables, so many great moments in there. Like one of my favorite scenes in Drumline is when they're trying to figure out the team and get together here, one band, one sound. That's a classic one, right? Yeah, as they get that whole collage, we are the drums, we're the heartbeat, and all those, you know, we are the whatever they said. We are the bloodline and the soul of the band. You know what I'm saying? That was a classic moment for sure. The lights, what were they called? Crabs?
The crab, yeah.
They were called crabs. You know, I always have a problem when people call something that's an STD. I think you just gotta let that go. Like, I don't think you should call seafood that type of seafood.
Yeah, what
he
you
just
call
has
it?
He just he or she has to lose their name.
Oh, okay.
Because it has no good connotation. When you think crabs, you're thinking seafood or somebody pee hurts. Like, that's one of the two. That's all I think about when you get crabs. That's the only two things that come up. Yeah. Is your urine blue or do you like butter on your crab? That's all I think about. That's it. Do you guys eat crabs?
Yeah.
You like seafood, like crabs?
I'm
okay, you dibble.
Like
you dibble. Yeah. You like crabs?
It's
lobster
okay.
crabs?
That's fine.
Dan, you're a big fan of crabs, lobster?
Oh, yeah. Love
okay,
it.
Right?
Yeah.
So you go in for it, it's good. But you'll never think about, like, oh, Somebody urination is taking like 12 minutes. You don't ever think about that? Don't that pop up in your head? Where your word association don't think that? When you hear crabs?
Nope.
Really?
Not as much.
It was always a joke that we would make at the beach when like somebody bought hermit crabs.
Okay.
like one of the cousins buys a hermit crab, and you're like, oh, Phil's taking home crabs from the beach.
Oh, I see what you mean. You guys were good jokers.
No, we weren't.
It is amazing that you're a comedian with stuff like that, honestly. I'm like, wow. Look you came from.
Have you ever lied on a job and got away with it? Like, mm-hmm. Not just a little, like something like solid, or like even in an interview?
Nah.
I lied at my first real job was Washington Mutual Bank Teller High School. And I lied about everything.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what I told the truth about if I just start from there. I don't.
Be easy to tell you.
They asked me if I loved math. They asked me if I want to work in finance. Mm-hmm. They asked me, you know, not just like simple, what's your pros and grows, what's your strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
They were asking me legit questions about money and stuff. Yeah. And I was charisma was on fire.
Yeah.
I had on a nice little purple shirt combo suit from Burlington Coat Factory for $12.99. Little handkerchief.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell me nothing. I had my braids. Mario was hot at the time. Okay. I want to know your name. And I was killing the game. Lied about everything.
Shout out to
Did
that.
Did it for 2 years. Then I lost $400 one day and almost died.
Yeah. I got it.
They called me at a Walmart. Was like, hey, bro, we can't find $400. I was like, me neither.
And then you started plotting your trip to Mexico. Because like, I don't live here no more.
I gotta go. I need to catch the nearest caravan and beat it. I gotta get out of here. But they found that money eventually, though. They found it.
Yeah.
Next topic. Let's dip into the world of UFC. Heavyweight fight happened this weekend. UFC 230? 2030? How do they?
Who cares?
However they say it. Anyway, we're not going to talk about the fight. I don't even know who won. Daniel Cormier was fighting in it, one of the heavyweight contenders, almost missed it because he sneezed earlier that day and hurt his back. And then so apparently he just took a nap, went for a walk, and said it felt better. But sneezed, he said his back tightened up, and he almost did not fight in the heavyweight title because of a sneeze. Have you guys ever pulled or hurt anything on a sneeze?
For a second.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I got sneezed one
time.
Yeah,
like something tightens up a little bit, and you're like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I think I sneezed, and then I had like a spasm in my back one time. I was like in high school. It's like after like practice or something, like basketball practice. Sneezed, then the back, and I was just like, oh, this whole left side ain't working the way it's supposed to be working.
Off a sneeze?
Off a sneeze, bro.
How old are you at this time?
16, 17.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You got an old man's body? You feel like you have an old man's body? Or you feel pretty good and youthful about your body?
Nah, not youthful. Not at all.
That's legit.
It's a functioning body.
This man, he said his back slipped. He said he had to lay down, take a nap.
That happened to, like, Sammy Sosa back in, I think it was Sammy Sosa. Yeah, he sneezed. He sneezed and he was, like, on the DL for, like, a while. Because he, like, pulled something in his back.
Bro, that's crazy.
Sneezes are powerful, bro.
That's crazy.
They're very powerful.
Katoya sneezes very hard sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, listen, I can't take care of these three kids by myself. I need you to go see a medical professional to figure out what's going on.
It bothers me immensely when people sneeze really loud.
Really loud? Thank you.
It's not difficult.
It's a pet peeve.
To control.
It's not difficult. The volume.
Yourself. And if you were a listener and you
and
are
you.
A loud sneezer, oh, like you goodness. Need, you feel the need to like just exert extra
Let people
energy.
Know.
Like, just stop.
Don't do it.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. We don't want to hear you sneeze.
So you think people are choosing to be loud sneezers?
I think there's a way to minimize specifically the volume, at least, of the sneeze, for sure.
Now, is that just because as somebody who sneezes through most of spring
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of fall,
mm-hmm.
sometimes sneezes just happen.
Yes.
It's very tough mm-hmm. to be able to mute them
mm-hmm.
at all.
There's a half a second when everybody realizes it. There's a half a second where everybody, like even that bad boy's coming, you're like, you're either going to put your hand up, you're going to try to grab a tissue. So there's a half a second where mentally you're like, oh, here it comes. Not always. Sometimes you can catch it. You hold your breath. Sometimes I hold my sneezes.
It also hurts to hold in.
Yeah, I don't hold them sneezing, bro.
Yeah, when you sneeze without releasing anything.
It don't hurt.
You ain't got a real sneeze,
bro. It doesn't hurt.
What do you mean?
It don't hurt.
Real sneeze. Oh, then you guys haven't sneezed before.
You ain't what are you hurting?
Sometimes I've hurt an eyeball one time.
No, you weak, man.
Your
body weak, bro.
My left eye, I held in a sneeze one time. My left eye twitched for like 45
minutes.
That's
the weak. That's the weak right there, bro.
I never heard an eyeball.
That's why the movie Purge came out, for the weak people who just be taken out.
I've sneezed. I've tried to hold in a sneeze, and uh-huh. like, because it's just, it's an explosion out of your head.
It's a lot.
So when you hold it in.
It's a lot.
Like, I remember my ears popping, and they don't feel that good. Or something, and I'm like, nah, I'd rather just let these germs fly.
I also
you better
feel
cover
like,
them germs up, son.
Nah, man. Everybody can get it.
I also don't know if this is everybody, but for me, if I'm sneezing, especially during allergy season, if I hold it in, it's gonna build. The thing that my body is saying, get out of your body immediately, that's gonna build up. Sure. So yes, I'm gonna catch two sneezes, but that third sneeze is going to be a natural disaster. And it's not, and if I don't have anything to catch that level of sneeze with, then now I'm in trouble and I'm putting
others
in
danger. What does your sneeze sound like? You a hachu? You a hachu guy?
I'm not. I can hachu. I can silence them pretty well. Okay. Sort of like a James Bond gun.
Where it's okay.
Like
a, that's solid.
I can do that. But I'm saying when I do that, that means three later, I'm going to get a ugh. I'm going to get an ugh.
I just don't need nobody who's at an Olive Garden like, oh, yeah. Like, what are you doing?
See, that's a mouthful. No, that's then, a mouth sneeze. I'm not a fan of those.
And then the afterwards, and like
all of that,
the extra.
You don't
like,
need all of that. You can minimize that. You ain't gotta stop. But there's a way to minimize all of that.
Yeah, I don't do the whole like pre sneeze. I don't do that,
bro.
You don't do the werewolf.
No, I don't. I don't pre sneeze.
You tell people to back away
because with burps and with sneezes and with farts, we're always trying to minimize or let people not know about them happening.
Are you a free releaser, huh?
With what?
All of those. Are you a free releaser?
Depending on my location. Oh, I'll more times than not let all of them fly.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll let all of them fly. I mean, but I also don't want you to really know about them. Oh, okay. It's a both and. I'll do it on the low, but I'll do it. Does that make sense?
I don't know how you can do it on the low without really doing it.
Well, my main goal is make sure that you don't know it's me. Like, if I, which I don't really like to fart in public, but if I have to fart, like, I'm like, I'm going to die. I'm like, I'm about to, some people probably do. Yeah. But if I'm like, I'm going to die on this bus.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to, you know, just real slow, real low. Nah. And then since there's 100 people on the bus, nobody knows who's dying inside. Like nobody knows that.
My tactic, if it's a fart in public, I'm just spread it around. So I'm walking around, it's like, four corners, it, baby. You get a little bit over there.
You ever have a fart follow you, bro? You ever have a fart follow
you? But if you four corners it, then it's just everywhere, so it could be anybody.
That fart, well, you just fart, and it kind of just stay in your khakis, and then you get in the car, you're like, what? Died in his van? What?
Where you came from? I thought I got rid of you.
But I farted one time in my bed. I farted in my bed, got out. Went to go help my kids do something. Got back in the sheets. I was like, why is it still staying? Oh, fart. What in the world? It's that asparagus. That's why I don't eat vegetables, really, man. It ain't good for your system. That's not good for you, man. Farts be killing it, brother. I do love the sneak of fart, though.
Yeah,
I love a good fart. I love when people laugh a lot and they fart. Oh, my oldest girl, she'll laugh so hard. And she just, and then she'll realize it. And she'll laugh so hard, she'll fart again. I'm like, this is the best comedy. People who disrespect poop and bathroom humor are fools. I'm going to tell you this, because we all do it. It's one of the most relatable topics that are funny. We're all going to do it. If you hear somebody struggling in the bathroom, now I'm just talking. If you hear somebody struggling in the bathroom, it is so funny. I was at an airport. I'm laughing already. I was at an airport with my son, and this man is struggling. Like, I'm thinking he's struggling. And he goes, this is what he said. He goes, oh. My son, who doesn't have the best tact at this time, he goes in the next stall. Oh, he starts mimicking the guy. He mimics the guy. The guy goes, oh, no. My son goes, oh, no. The guy gets out the stall. We get out the stall. My son looks at me, goes, are you okay? I said, Mitch, you don't talk in the bathroom. That's a no-no.
He didn't get the man code.
It's rules, bro.
You don't talk in the bathroom. But I said, are you okay? That man was not okay.
What did he say? What did the man say?
He didn't look at us. Okay. He walked and washed his hands for 8 minutes.
Was the kid just waiting for an answer? Sir, are you okay?
Bro, when somebody says, oh, no, in the stall. They either touch the water.
Touch the water. Didn't get to the bathroom in time and realized it.
They had to try to poop, but it was too much. It was too risky.
Couldn't hold it. Oh, yeah.
Right. You're pulling it. Oh, no. Oh, I got to text my wife. I need you to bring me another pair of britches. I got to go to work in a half hour. Oh, I had never heard anybody say, oh, no, in my life. Like, it just got on their shoelaces or something. They got to take off their boots.
Right.
George, what's wrong with your boots?
These shoes belong to this stall now. You just leave them there.
Oh, my goodness. Let's keep it moving, man. Oh, no. Too good. Yo, talking about hockey, recently, Ottawa Senators, you know, we all love that city. Recently, though, came out that the team.
It's a province, isn't it?
Nobody knows. Nobody cares. It's Canada. And so what matters is that it was multiple players, about five or six hockey players on this team in the NHL, and they're joking and bad-mouthing their coach and some of their teammates. And in the Uber driver releases it online, which is a big no-no. This guy got to know this. I don't know if I'm assuming money had to be the answer, unless he either was a rival of the team or something. But I'm like, bro, you trying to get a loss? Like, it don't make any sense unless money's involved or something's going on. Anyway, they bad-mouthed him. The guy's going to talk about the coach. One of the guys talked about how he's like, he ain't listened to the coach in 3 weeks. That every time they start bad-mouthing the team, talking about how the defense comes, and when the other team comes in, they just let them in. Like, yeah, we're not good at all. And which was very funny to me for a couple reasons. One, specifically, we've all played multiple sports. There is a camaraderie for teammates. I think we all can agree with that. There's a level of respect. You put in blood, sweat, and tears with your team. You give effort. You win and lose with the team. I think we all. But there's also win or lose an element specifically with your teammates or with your friends or your family of having a safe space to just destroy and badmouth and vent on any person. I think I've shared on this my tea party stories before how, you know, nobody's safe. We used to do that in my with my brothers. And there's a special element of that. And I think, one, they thought that was there, which I thought was silly because you're in public with a stranger. But two, I also get it. I'm like, all right, I get it. Bad mouthing your coach, your teacher, right? Your dad with your brothers or sisters who out here making dumb rules if you feel right. That's a safe space. I don't know if we ever talked about, have y'all ever had safe space with your siblings or friends or whatever? Or is it specifically even on a team where you feel like you had that safe space?
Definitely with my brother. Something about me and him watching bad movies makes me terrible, like more terrible.
Okay.
And then it'll lead to me talking about other things.
Oh, so it'll go not just to the movies. It'll just open up your spirit.
And another thing. And then I'd just be there. And then his whole thing, yo, especially now his whole thing's like, you know, you can't say any of this in public.
He said, you can't.
Yeah. Because my brother is very much so like, hey, man, don't mess up the money. He's like, I'm not going to. My brother won't let me tweet certain things.
Come on,
like,
man.
Nope. I advise against it.
That's a good brother.
Great life, caddy.
Oh, yeah. But when you get to that point in life where you can seriously bash your parents with your siblings, it's awesome. It's so much fun. It makes every get together that much more fun. And then when your parents get comfortable bashing your siblings to you, that's a whole nother level where it's great. Where you're talking on the phone and you'd be like, you won't believe what Emily did the other day. And I'm like, I'm all ears.
I'm ready. Go ahead, Pops.
You can't tell her we talked about it. Yeah, of course not.
We had this running joke about my pops. And I know he listens, so my bad, Pops. But it was one time, I forgot what happened. He was looking for something in the pantry that had been gone for like months.
Ooh.
Right? He's like, I can't believe this. Yeah. The potato chips is gone. These certain potatoes. It was like, it's been going for years. So we just started making fun. He was like, who, what happened to the baby food? And it's like nothing but like teenagers and adults. And I'm like, what happened to the baby food? That was like a running joke. Pop's looking for the baby. He just quarter word is just not knowing what's going on.
So I think the first one too. So with my little brothers being 10 years younger than me, it took a while to get that relationship.
Sure, that makes sense.
If they're being raised by these people, you don't want to be like, man, you should have heard what dad said. No, so the first time that Will and I made fun of, I'm taking it back a topic a little bit. First time we made fun of my dad's farts together.
Yep.
It was like this. It's a whole new level.
It's a new level.
It's a new
y'all relationship
level.
Leveled
it
up.
It went up just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, okay, this is great.
Is solid. I think I was just going to say Thanksgiving is coming in a few weeks here. Those are some of the best times with families or friends to just reminisce and destroy. We don't have enough time. I'll tell another story about that because it's a Christmas story. But I always love and cherish those moments when you get with family and or friends and you can just in a safe space, in a private safe space,
right,
just destroy. Because in a safe space, I feel like it's fine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's fine. And we're talking, you know, we're not talking nothing outlandish out here, right? But when you get a chance, especially with people you know and you care about, to just go in on them, it's a good time.
When we took our trip last summer to Chicago, And so I think at the time we were the only Atlanta comedians that were on the road at that point.
That was a good night.
And another Atlanta comic decided to tweet about how ridiculous it is when people schedule a bunch of one-nighters.
That was a good night, boy.
And I feel like we all looked we all looked around and we just let this guy have it.
Oh, it was good.
And it was amazing. It was great. It felt really, I think you, yeah.
That was some good laughs.
You got to have that professionally, family-wise.
Some good laughs.
That's great.
Shame on this group for not realizing the camera was on, though. Like, the Uber thing be right there. So he had to press record immediately and just be like, and no one saw it.
Something's red. Something's blinking.
Just be a person. Like, people, those are the people who don't acknowledge their driver. Mm. And that's why they got caught.
That's so why they say
I don't feel bad.
You ain't say hello?
You say hello?
You probably ain't going to tell
me. Record. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and record you.
That's valid.
Next topic. LSU and Alabama played over the weekend at LSU. Alabama
call that
won.
Playing?
A game happened.
Lay somebody down. Showed up and got beat.
Both teams participated.
Did they?
Alabama did to not. A higher degree of participation. That's not what we're talking about. I think it was about the second quarter. I believe LSU was down 22-0 at this point. ESPN Skycam decides to go around the crowd and decides to zoom in on the LSU student section. And one girl in particular just looked right back into the camera. Just right back in, very unhappy with the result of the game thus far. And look, guys, I'll be honest. She won my heart. I don't know what happened. We locked eyes, and it just kept zooming in. And I was like, man, she is so disappointed. And I don't know what happened. So if you guys find her, let her know. She's got my heart. I don't know what happened, but she stole it in about 11 seconds. It's the fastest it's ever happened to me. Like the Pink Ranger in kindergarten, like that took a few episodes to really steal my heart. And then this girl, we found her on Twitter, Kaylee Thomas, stole it in 11 seconds via Skycam.
Kaylee Thomas.
I had no idea.
What do you know about her?
She goes to LSU.
Okay. What year is she?
I don't know.
Sophomore.
So she's going to be between.
Can't even buy her a drink yet.
She's between 18 to 20. Fell in
love, huh? Fell in love, huh?
Never mind. I didn't know. Sophomore.
Sophomore is like 19.
Sophomore is very young.
Maybe 19? 20. I mean, you're what?
I'm 28.
That's just a decade, bro.
It's a whole 10 years.
Oh, yeah. It's just 10 years. Yeah. A whole decade?
Yeah. I mean, she can smoke.
It's like two presidential terms.
She can go to war. Mm-hmm. Right? Those are both facts.
Hey, I wouldn't narrow down your field any more than you have to.
They were like two when 9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So what? That wasn't a good time.
No, is that your
10 years? That's one of them.
Yeah,
it's like
his own joke.
Well, yeah. What was there 10 years ago? Oh man, no, that's too much.
That's too much for you.
I didn't know.
You said love, bro.
I know. I didn't
love,
look up
age. Ain't number the number. R. Kelly said that.
Mm, you gotta believe R. Kelly.
We don't need to quote R. Kelly. After me. it's like you hear R. Kelly said. No, never mind. Let's kill this topic then. That's
you said
19.
You fell in
19.
Love.
You're in love with her. It's okay.
Why did you?
I have two 19-year-old brothers.
No. I'm talking about why did you have an inkling for her at a moment?
I'm really not sure.
Okay.
She was so disappointed in the
game. She was all in.
Everybody was cheering.
Everybody.
Except for her. And then the commitment to look back into the dark eye of the sky cam.
Did not blink.
Did not blink. I was like, I appreciate the commitment. I appreciate the disappointment. Everybody else is just having a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, no, this is unacceptable.
I mean, she was an LSU fan.
Yes.
And to be clear, everybody else around her was an LSU fan.
Yeah.
There was nothing the entire game to be celebrating and jumping for.
No.
And how many every minutes they play in college football? It was nothing at all. I don't like a lot of cheering when you're losing. That's just me specifically.
I think you should send her a DM right now.
Let's get into it. Let's go right now.
Slide
it is 10:57 p.m. Here
we go.
She's of legal age.
Screenshot. Make sure you screenshot
the
DM. She's
a pretty girl. She's in school.
I'll screenshot it for the patrons. I'm not going to put a screenshot of a DM on a Twitter that I DM her from.
Okay, patrons.
That feels.
Listen, sure. Hey, that works enough for me. I'll accept that.
Can't put it on Instagram?
That's it.
Oh, never mind. I can't.
You can't what?
Is the option not there?
The DM?
She don't follow you.
How do you know? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Wait, you just not realizing that's not.
I've never slid into Twitter.
Where's the
DMs?
Baby food? What are you talking about? What?
I've never slid into Twitter DMs.
Bro,
oh, what DMs you sliding? Oh, Instagram.
Instagram.
Oh, okay. You be out there for the one pieces. I got you. I understand what's going on in the street. That's valid. You're a visual man. I understand it. I got it here.
Just, okay. just write on a page. Or
just tweet at her.
Just hit her with the period. Bold.
Just let the whole world know. Blow her forever. The world wide web.
Do it.
Oh, man. This is good. You listen to this live.
You got so many loyal fans out there.
That's it. 928.
Be surprised by your audacious.
What were you going to say?
I'm at 956. People are going to think I'm drunk.
No, no, they won't.
You're in a cardigan, bro. You're a good man. Let's go.
They don't know I'm in a cardigan. They just see 11 p.m. I'm we'll tweeting at an LSU student.
We'll take a picture of you. Go ahead. Send it to
me. All right. What do I say? Let's build this.
No, no. What would you going to say off top if we weren't here in this room?
Nothing.
Okay.
Shoot something.
No, that's not going to work at all.
It's not.
Just tell her what you thought. Tell her what you just said. You thought. You said, yo,
man.
Saw you, yada, yada, yada. Thought it was boom. Committed to it. If I, well, next time in Baton Rouge.
Hope
gonna
you buy stare you. At me like this.
Mm-hmm. We're going to buy you some chicken strips.
Oh, that is terrible.
That sounds good to me, man.
It's a good thing you got married early.
Kaylee. What's up? What do you think that is? You don't think I got game?
I think you would be terrible at dating.
You think so?
If that's your advice.
I think I'd be a beast, brother. I'm going to let you know right now.
Send Kaylee this tweet, bro.
You can't say somebody who caught fish not be a good fisherman. That don't make sense. That don't make sense.
Facts.
What?
That's facts.
Fair enough.
Send me a tweet out, bro.
I don't even know what to say.
Just say I love your style.
Mm-hmm. That works too.
Now you do it.
No, I'm
no. Get I in can't. Here.
What are you doing?
I'm bad at this
because it's public. Is that what, if it was a DM, you would be the more confident.
I feel like I'm just now. I'm filing myself
by the end of this. By the end of this,
every
show,
other
we got to
keep guy
moving. By the
DM'd
end of this,
show. We ain't got to do nothing, man. We can just make sure this could be it.
This is true. We could just do five topics. I don't have no problem with that.
You gonna come send on. Something?
Say something.
I'll send something.
What are you gonna send? What's
I don't
say?
Know yet. I don't know yet.
He's thinking on it right now.
It's for everybody to see. That makes
and you also, like you like you got a lot of everybody's. You don't got not you, just
so then go to Instagram if you feel more comfortable. So you therefore you wouldn't necessarily have to
and
follow.
It feels creepier.
Does it feel more creepy?
It does.
No, because of the visual aspect.
The visual. It's like I was looking at your pictures.
Oh, boy. I like the way you carry those books.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at that backpack on your 19-year-old shoulders.
Yeah.
Oh, slender 19 shoulders. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, man.
I don't know if anybody 19 who listens to this podcast. Oh.
All I know is that Dan walked out of the room, and we got to put marks all over the last 30 seconds.
No marks. No marks. We keep moving.
Zero marks.
We'll keep moving, but you're going to send that tweet.
Oh, for sure.
You got to send that tweet.
For sure. Let's keep it moving here real quick, though. We'll be back after this break. I think we still do breaks. Let's keep it moving here. Topic number 6. You know what it is. Your grandma's favorite topic. That could have just been me taking a pause and moving on. You know what it is. Nate hates, ladies and gentlemen. Nate, what are we hating on this week?
All right. So this is not, I feel like I need to specify. This is not a hate on dating websites and or people who use them. I get it. If you're very busy, maybe you're shy, maybe you're in a new place and you need a icebreaker or you need somebody else to do this work for you. I get it. What I want to talk about is how ridiculous dating commercials are. And I would say the number one thing is stop using really hot people. Let's just get that out of the way now. I just need you guys to be honest about your product. I have dabbled in dating sites when they do the free trial. I'm like, yeah, let's see what's happening. And I'll be honest, Match.com especially. I feel like you guys are not being honest about what you are. Number one worst is Farmers Only. Farmers Only has commercials with some very attractive people on them. And I just, every time, I'm just like, it's not that. It's not that. Do you know why I know that? Because I'm the target demographic for FarmersOnly.com. And I know what I am. I'm not the kind of guys that you're putting on your commercial. And I'm probably not going to meet the kind of girls that you put on your commercial. So Farmers Only, you need to be honest. You need to get on there and just be like, hey, we're Farmers Only. You probably want somebody who votes exactly the way your parents do. So here we go. That's all you need to say. You're not losing or gaining anybody by putting hot people on your commercials, Farmers Only. Match.com, like, man, I want to cheer for you guys because you've given me so many free trials. And every time I try to quit, you're like, what about another month for free? So, you know, I'm like, all right, I kind of appreciate that. But also, like, I don't know, just very average. A lot of really average people. And look, I'm one of them, and I get it, but like, just sell me on that. Just sell me on, hey, you're average. Meet some other average people that are probably more shy. I don't know. I think this is on my heart. I feel like Instagram has figured me out, and I don't like that.
I figured you out on Instagram. You just follow a bunch of blonde women.
That's not it. But no, all of my advertisements are like Match and Bumble on Instagram, and I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah, because
Instagram hurts my feelings.
You
weekly.
Open that app the most.
They shouldn't
and then,
know.
And then you follow a bunch of blonde women.
That I
here's how I know that to be true.
Sideline reporters.
When we first had, yes,
no, I don't. This when is we a, first this is had, an unfair anecdote.
Mm. When we first had the 4th and 10 Instagram account, Nate, you were in charge of 4th and 10 Instagram account, and then when I logged into the account one time, I was like, "Why is the feed nothing but like blonde women?"
So I went and I just I was followed. Like,
Nate has a type.
I followed that everybody that Fox don't do Sports that. Followed. And I can't help it that the first 30 people that they follow are their sideline reporters.
It was no dudes. It was just blonde women
that's not
with
on
microphones.
Me.
You can definitely help
talking
that.
About sports.
I can't. I was like, we got to follow people.
We just got to follow. How many people followed us back?
None of them because they're all blonde sports
We've
reporters.
We've cleaned it up since then. I'm just saying I wish dating sites were more. You know who I feel like was honest was eHarmony.
Okay. Why?
Because they had a fun song that older people recognized.
Okay.
She's like, all right. And then they had the old guy. I was like, hey, I'm in charge, so you know what you're getting into.
So what I'm hearing is your ideal website would be being honest.
Yeah.
Being and also within your level.
Yeah, just be like, so you're a really busy average person.
Why did you say farmers only? You ain't never been on a farm.
Never.
I haven't, but I'm just saying, like, being born.
What makes you think you can handle a farm girl?
Oh, no. I
beat you up. A real farm girl? Real farm girl shoulders and thighs? Ooh. You ain't ready for that.
No, not a 19-year-old power like walking class
girl.
Yeah,
this ain't Kaylee from LSU.
No.
Book bag, weigh her down. This is a farm girl. She got to carry hay and
this
stuff
Barbara
like
Jean
that.
This Barbara Jean here.
Barbara Jean,
she
right.
She ain't wrestled a bull.
Yeah, you going to handle that? Come on, man. You need not farmers only.
I wasn't
like,
on farmers only. I've never been on farmers only.
Maybe on like, I don't know. What's like a very specific
I think
for
like,
Nate David?
Subs to go.
Subs to go? Yeah. Subs to go. What does that even mean?
So the joke there is that Damon is implying that I use food services.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to use a double entendre, but we can run and have you on the run. Deep sea diving, but you just want to focus on the food.
Yeah.
We can focus on the food.
Substitute. Yeah, it wouldn't be farmers only, though, bro. You need
No, like, it wouldn't. I just feel like my age plus where I was born and where I was raised, they're like, this
you would
the
need
guy.
Like.
comic books only.
Comic books only would be good, or like.
Side hugs do.
Psych hugs do, or like.
Furs are my speed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Looklikeamom.com.
Looklikeamom.com. That's it right there, guys.
So just do, there's a really.
Just a 24-year-old woman with a bob and some kids.
Yeah.
We just got like a mom.com. Just kind of got that little shuggle. Yeah. Little shoulder
Always
action.
Got orange slices with it. Yeah. That's your move.
Look, I'm not anti-women that that's have it. Snacks. That's I'm not, it. But.
Yeah. No. You but shouldn't
orange,
be.
Orange slices is like. That's it. That's very specific.
You meet a girl who's got a Star Crunch in her fridge. You're like, oh, okay. You mess around with
him. Yeah.
All right. I'm mad at that. Ain't mad at that. You got fruit snacks in your car?
Yeah, you need looklikeamom.com.
That's what you need.
Looklikeamom.com.
Not farmers only, bro. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
They got dirt.
Yeah. You can't handle that.
No.
Somebody asked you to carry some hay or like go get round up the horses. Mm-mm. I don't know what farmers do. Mm-mm.
I don't know what farmers do either. I've baled hay. Is that what it's called where you pick it up from the ground and put it in the truck?
Nobody knows in this room. Nobody looking at that.
I have moved hay.
Okay.
From location A to location B.
All right, what we
let's
got
just
next?
Hug right there.
Let's just hug.com.
That's it. WeBuddies.org.
WeBuddies.org.
That's it. That's it. That's it. Was this a date?
Dot edu.
Because we trying to teach.
Man, they.
Oh, man. Free meals to go in these streets. Out here just.
Was this a date is one of the most sniping like
yo,
just,
that hurt me.
Oh man,
I feel like when you start a dating site called thegravyboat.com
gravyboat.com. Nate, you don't sign up for that. Don't you sign
get
up
in
for
there
that.
Get in there just
sign
in there
no gravy boat.
Just confetti.
Yeah,
that's it. Just every time you open the app, just it opens up.
Never knew confetti made a noise.
You know you're getting catfished when you like sign up to the site, but you're okay with it.
Yeah, you're okay with it.
There's been a couple of times like I know I'm getting catfished, but like I'd also still kill feels- myself if I was wrong, you know?
Yeah, that's the saddest thing I've heard in my life.
You ever heard that? You're like 90% chance I'm getting
this is
catfished.
Never catfished. We go but like you know what?
I don't know what
if that 10%.
Hey bro, I don't know why I say you out here super hopeful on Tinder. That's sad. Please. Please. Look, are you Lord. The one? Please.
Look, Bumble is just a relationship lottery. That's all it is. Oh. I'm going Mega Millions every time.
That's good. You got your ethnicity web open. You got that all open. Nationality open.
I feel like that's becoming open. Less of an option. That's huh. becoming like a, I know a Bumble you don't pick. You can put in your profile because I've seen a lot of girls be very aggressive about
very aggressive.
The races they prefer.
That's
so,
interesting. They just put that out there? Like
they
that?
Do. And he's like, well, I guess I'm swiping left.
Oh, man. Hmm. That's tough.
Next That's topic. Tough.
You just get swiped left, yeah. Well, you should still swipe right and just see what they say.
Just see?
I said I like 5'10" Asian man with mohawks. You were not that. Well, that's my other picture. And you just show them a picture from Google Images. And you catfish them. That's what you do.
Yeah. I'm not going to catfish.
You should catfish somebody.
See what happens.
Next time.
Just see what happens. Just have a picture of Idris Elba up there.
Yeah.
And just see what happens. Yeah. And then just meet an auntie yeah. at a Golden Corral yeah. on one Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
You'll do.
Mm-hmm. But I'm snacks.
I don't look like Halle Berry myself.
That's just Halle Berry and Idris at a Golden Corral. In the world is going on here? You like crabs?
Yeah, they got a great deal. Gonna get you a bucket.
Next topic.
Boy, it look like a mom duck.
San Diego Padre Kirby Yates grew up in Hawaii. So this weekend or this week, Major League Baseball sent kind of an all-star-esque team to Hawaii to play a few Japanese teams. Check it out this weekend. It's
we
actually,
still do that. It's a country.
What do you mean?
Yo, I don't. I'm all right. That's so weird to me that we still do that.
Still do what?
Send baseball players over to the Japanese players.
Yeah, they're doing a whole series with it. This
I
year.
Know, but you know where that started? That was like Goodwill. After we bombed Japan, we was like, yo, we kind of messed y'all up. Y'all want to play some baseball?
Y'all
want
to play ball?
Y'all want to play some ball?
We're not going to talk.
Oh, did I ruin that for you?
You can ruin no, a couple things for him
like,
today, brother.
We started doing that in like 47.
Yeah, no, like I think this was
like,
to showcase
your bomb. Mickey Mantle, go get him! Like it was so weird.
I think this was more to showcase Japanese baseball.
This is why you need us, Yola, because you was walking around just wide-eyed, hopeful, like baseball is nothing's wrong, and that was just like a great American tool of just like my bad.
We've learned a lot today for you, man.
We burned up your entire generation with a nuclear bomb.
We bust a few bubbles in these streets. We've got certain songs.
Did you really not know this?
Yes, I knew that.
How do you live? How do you act like it's not real?
Come on,
because that's not why they're doing this.
No, I know it's not why this is happening. I'm just saying like that the origins of it.
Yeah.
Okay. We can't talk about the origins of stuff.
No, we can talk about the origins.
We don't have to. I'm just saying. I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Just
want to
make sure you knew.
I
knew
awareness. That. We talked about this earlier.
Awareness. Carry
All right,
on.
Keep going. Tell
Carry
the story.
So Kirby Yates, growing up in Hawaii, was quizzed on Hawaiian slang. So what we wanted to do was Dan has pulled up some Southern slang to quiz us with or potentially educate listeners. So what's first?
All right. So we're going to start off with an easy one.
Okay.
Very common in the South. Fixing to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ought to get that one. That's
yeah. You're planning on it.
Yeah.
And it's about to happen.
It's about to happen.
It's about to happen.
Got
yeah, fix it too.
All right. A less common one, but still probably, if you're from the South, you'll know. It doesn't amount to a hill beans.
Oh, it ain't.
It's just not a big deal.
Yeah. Ain't much.
Have a little bit.
To hill beans?
Have some perspective.
Hill beans.
It's a hill of beans.
You never heard of my, heard I'm out of hill beans.
I ain't heard that one at all.
Okay.
Beans don't sit and stand.
Well, they kind of spread out.
They fall.
Well, they don't make a big hill, and that's the point.
Yeah, can't make a big hill.
Can't
make a big hill of beans.
Check. Got it.
Next, it's blowing up a storm.
What?
It's blowing up a storm.
So that's just like, that's just wind.
Oh, yeah. Wind's blowing. Yeah,
when wind's
blowing
happening, up. It's blowing up a storm out there.
Got
wind's
it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Right. Sure.
More than Carter's got little pills.
No idea.
So I would assume that's a reference to Jimmy Carter.
More than Jimmy had pills? He was on pills?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. That's
Jimmy
what
went
I'm,
on pills.
More than Carter's got pills?
This one originates from the 19th century when Carter Products marketed little liver pills across the country.
Nope.
I have not heard that one.
Liver pills.
Over yonder.
Yeah, it's over there.
It's over there.
You don't know what over yonder.
She was madder than a wet hen.
She's just a very angry woman. She's just very upset. She thought she was going to see Idris at a Golden Corral.
Yep.
She saw,
yeah,
you know,
Chickens are scary.
Till the cows come home.
Till the cows come
home. What does that actually mean?
It just means you're waiting. It's going to be a while.
Oh, it's going to be a while. It's going to happen. Cows come on later, but just be patient.
Right. It's going to happen. Gotcha. It's just going to happen in a bit. You can't
really control. Cows aren't rushing.
Cows don't run.
They are grazing, baby.
Yeah.
If I had my druthers.
Nope.
I know that. I have not heard that.
Druthers. That
if I had my way. Is that had my way, basically?
Yeah. If I had things my way.
Yeah.
You could just say that. Why do I have to go with a word that's got D-R-H?
I'm proud of you, Dave, though, for knowing that.
Yeah. Druthers. Nice contest clues there.
Yeah. That's all that was. I never heard that before in my life.
Druthers. What?
What else we got?
Full as a tick.
Oh, yeah. This is, he ate too much.
Oh, yeah. Too much. Yeah. Just Thanksgiving.
Yep. That's Thanksgiving all day.
Ticks. Which I don't know if ticks eat a lot. But we're
when they
that.
Do, fill up
when
blood,
they do,
they, yep,
they're not moving.
They're
step
gross.
On.
If the creek don't rise,
if the creek don't rise, that's something about optimism, man.
Wait.
If the creek don't rise,
it's like hopefully
saying,
being hopeful.
Yeah. What like
because it goes before if God is willing,
I don't know.
Creek don't rise.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
God willing, God is, creek don't will, yep. creek don't rise.
Mm-hmm. Hold your horses.
Yeah,
you better be just patient.
Stop.
Yeah, be patient. Don't rush it.
He was funny as all get out. Is that a Southern thing?
That
Southern.
Is. I've heard that.
I don't think that's Southern.
Funny as all get out?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard
maybe because the get out's on the back end of that phrase.
I've heard that.
Maybe because I wouldn't get out's on the back end.
Seems common phrasing to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's, yes. yeah. It's maybe, it's, yeah, yeah, yeah. What else we got?
Let's go. Heavens to Betsy.
So heavens to Betsy is just when you're surprised by something.
What's the origins of that?
Yep.
So you just go, the heavens to Betsy. I did not see that coming.
I'm surprised is what you said. Heavens to Betsy, meaning surprise. I did not see that coming, meaning surprise.
Yeah. Heavens to Betsy, duck.
You could just sound surprised. No wonder people think we slow. You say the same thing twice.
Same thing, brother.
All right, next. Can't, never, could.
Oh, you trash. Oh, you never can't. You never had that in your arsenal.
Oh, you can't, never, could do that.
Why you gotta say it like
you
that?
You never had the ability.
Yeah, that was never in your arsenal.
Will I Swanee?
No idea, Nate.
Is that Suwanee? Like the,
yeah.
like the city of Swanee?
Yeah.
Say it again.
Will I Swanee?
Will I Swanee?
Oh, man, I have no idea.
No idea.
Instead of will I swear,
oh.
Southerners have adopted it graphically inspired.
I'm going to say that one. I'm gonna call that one made up. I ain't never heard that in my life.
That was the last one. So last maybe one? They threw us a curveball.
Yeah, that's a curveball. Nothing like that.
I feel like that's one you got to say like really old, like a shrimp boat captain from Savannah or something.
Yeah, could be.
Like a Foghorn Leghorn-esque.
Do you have one, Nate, that you like?
The one that I found out I didn't think was universal was buggy.
Oh, buggy?
Getting a buggy at the grocery store?
Yeah.
And that's what you put all your stuff? Yeah.
What, did you say buggy?
Cart. I say buggy.
You say buggy still in 2018?
Yeah. No, it's still a buggy.
No, I understand, but you're also 28. So we know how time works. Some things fade. You still say pee-pee? Don't look at me like, my dad's at me like I said buggy still.
My dad's 30 years older than I am. He still says, go grab a buggy.
Sure. And I would look at him the same way. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
So what do you say?
I say cart. I say, Mitch, go get a cart. We're going to push the cart. That's what I say. Right? You know?
A buggy.
I feel like with age, a lot of times Y's fall off. Ricky,
yeah,
Bobby,
yeah,
Timmy,
all of that, yeah.
Danny, right? Those fall off. I feel like with buggy, obviously we're not going to call it a bug.
Yeah.
So then you got to go to a whole
new word.
New word cart. That's what we're going to go with. Buggy.
This was one that we like to dabble in the like white, black realities of life.
Sure.
Hoopty.
Hoopty.
Mm-hmm.
Hoopty.
You said that? Use that phrase?
So I used it thinking that it was just like, it was like the caddy on like the like $5,000 car with $20,000 rims.
Okay.
But I came to find out that's not what a hoopty is.
Wait, what have you heard? Was what else could it be?
I just heard it was like just a broken down car.
Yeah, broke down car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They got on a hoopty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Car ain't
I've never
much.
Heard that. One thing that's always bugged me is people calling soda pop.
That's not that, why.
I don't like that at all. It's always why? I've never
what's the deal?
Just tell me what kind though.
Come on.
When they're like, do you want some pop? And now I have to ask what kind instead of you telling me, do you want Dr. Pepper? Do you want Mountain Dew?
Wait,
do you want
what should they say? Because down south we say soda or Coke. Well, you just say Coke. And then what kind of Coke? That's how I was. And it'd be
right.
Like a great fan. I was like, that's not even Coke. But
you would have three: soda, pop, or Coke. And
so,
Coke, then you would then get details.
So my Father's family's from Detroit. Sure. Everybody up there says pop.
Yeah,
makes sense. Everybody says his pop. Yeah. Down here, we were like, oh, on Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
Which is not even.
Which is not a thing. Not even, but then you would then go,
yeah.
Well, oh, actually, let me get a ginger ale. Yeah. Actually, let me get an orange.
Yeah.
I got you. I got you.
Or maybe soda. You know what I mean?
Soda. Soda. I got you. I see. It's good. It's good banter for sure. Slang. Yeah. Slang is very interesting.
Very interesting.
It's regional, sometimes even just city.
Yeah.
Specifically. Let's keep moving. A few more topics here. Topic number, whatever it is. Simone Biles. Talking about Simone Biles. Good topic coming up. Here, a little barbershop chanter. Is arguably now not only the GOAT of gymnastics for Americans, but now people are beginning to put her in the conversation for the greatest of all time. Conversation list.
Yes.
Of all time. All sports.
Mm-hmm.
All gender. Listen to me here. This is a good piece here because I've been looking at a few things.
Okay.
I've been looking at some stats. I've been looking at some numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things. I think the GOAT status we've talked most GOAT we've talked about here has been basketball.
Right.
Right. I think. Let me honestly say for myself personally, I think it can never clearly be defined in most sports because of era, especially when you have rules and this, that, and the other. Blah, blah, blah. Boring. We're gonna do it here.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing is trying to go different sports because accolades and accomplishments mean so much in different sports that it's difficult.
Right.
But we talk. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk here. Now, I think top fives are always just kind of nice and tight.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that for a second, team. If you were going to go top five athletes of all time and then give us a quick reason why you feel that way. And by quick, I mean, are you only doing, to be clear, are you only including on the field, court, right? Or are you including off the stuff as well? Off top, I'm gonna let you know. I'm talking about playing. When I talk about athlete, right?
Yeah.
Athlete plays a sport.
Right.
Right. We're not talking about the person, right? Because then somebody tries to knock down hypothetically Kobe for something that happened in Denver as a younger fella, right?
Sure.
We're talking about playing the sport.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about your top five athletes of all time,
mm-hmm.
all gender, all sports, all eras. Just to pound on that for a quick second here. If you're listening to this as well, we would love
five?
To. Yeah. Give us a, shoot us an email. Hit us up on Facebook. This is a good topic. Twitter,
yeah.
Whatever. About what do you think is your top five greatest athletes of all time? We want to know about that so we can have some good conversations.
Ooh.
All right. Top five of all time. Anybody feel good about their list here?
I'm going to throw some names out.
Throw some names
probably,
out there.
We're
going to go around. Get in here. Let's go. All right, boom.
I got Jordan in basketball.
Okay. Boom.
Simone Biles.
And you can also have, of course, have multiples.
Multiple.
All
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
It. Boom.
Yeah. Jordan basketball. Uh-huh. Simone Biles. Uh-huh. Serena.
Okay.
Who did I just had two more names and I just completely forgot who they
sure,
were.
Sure.
If I'm going to go baseball, I'll probably go Barry Bonds.
Okay.
I'll probably go Barry Bonds in baseball.
Got it.
And then football, I mean, Tom Brady.
Okay. All right. You went Brady,
mm-hmm.
Bonds, Jordan, mm-hmm. Serena, Biles. Okay.
Yeah.
Five different sports, two different genders. Got it.
Yeah.
Then you want to get in this thing, baby? Come on. Get in here. Top five athletes all time. Because let me give you some context specifically and just why Biles has popped up. And then I'll give some more details about her when I do my list. But she just became the first American. She's only 21, and she's
right.
been crazy for several years. Became the first American,
mm-hmm.
any gender, first American ever to win a medal in every world championship, at every world championships event that she's participated in.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the many accolades. So that's why the conversation began to go as she's with many more years, hopefully healthy-wise, able to move up. So we're back here. Dan, you ready? Nate, who's ready? Who's hot in this seat? You got to feel like you've been typing. Let's go. Top five.
Got to go five.
Boom. Here we go.
I'm going Bonds.
Bonds.
LeBron.
LeBron.
Serena.
Serena.
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
And that fifth one,
uh-huh.
I'll be honest, I really don't know.
Okay.
That's what's holding me up.
You'll give us one.
Is that?
Come on. Shoot it out there. Man.
Biles don't make the cut for you?
I think if we're going by Olympians, I would assume that
ooh.
Phelps is still more.
You Phelps? About Phelps. Yeah, I would have had Phelps. I would have had to take some.
But
off,
I also, I don't know. I got my own hangups with swimmers.
What? We're being objective saying? Here.
I know. I'm trying to be objective.
So just say Phelps.
What is your hangup with a swimmer?
I've just
because you can swim. Is that why? You know you can't swim as fast as he can.
All you do is you swim. I'm saying I've seen baseball.
He did, bro.
He just said
he
all.
We don't have time. We don't have time for this topic.
Oh
I'm saying,
my
what is your
gosh!
Five? Stop it! Don't even finish your sentence because it makes no sense. What is your five?
I don't know. I don't know my.
So Phelps, we're gonna say Phelps is your number five.
Phelps is not.
All right, there it is. Okay,
he's a swimmer.
He's a swimmer.
You have five or you have zero. It's a very simple.
Are we? Are we going? We're going athletes, right?
No, we're going cooks.
Right.
What
so
are you
Phelps,
saying?
Phelps is a great swimmer.
He's not an athlete?
Not to me.
When I see a sport,
don't do it, Dave.
Bro,
don't do it, Dave.
Bro, when I see a sport, Michael Phelps is not a swimmer. I'm clapping because it's ridiculous.
Michael Phelps is the greatest swimmer of all
time.
Saying
he's not an athlete,
but he's not. He's not on my. He's not on my Mount Rushmore. This is.
Are you saying he's not an athlete?
I'm saying I'm putting up.
No, no, no.
Listen to his question. Is he top?
Hold on. He's got to answer the first question. I just want to know if he's an athlete because I feel like you're not putting him as an athlete.
Yes, he's an Olympic athlete.
No. I asked you. Don't do these qualifiers to save yourself from listening.
Is he an athlete?
It's a
yes or no question.
Yes, he's an athlete.
All right, there we go.
Why would you hesitate? Because you really don't believe
it. Because it's a sport where you do one thing in a straight line versus other sports.
Is Usain Bolt an athlete?
He's a runner. That's what I'm saying. We've seen Usain Bolt fail in soccer. We've seen him fail in other stuff.
Yeah, he's an athlete.
Jordan failed in other stuff. What are you talking
about?
No, you're not going to derail this conversation, bro, which are not
this
is bad. This is why Rule left your
so
team.
Bad.
That's why I'm having trouble with that fifth.
No, you're having trouble because you don't even call Michael Phelps an athlete. That's foundationally.
Michael Phelps is very good at swimming in one direction.
My guy, we're going to go to Dan here. Please. Dan, what you got? Because he's trash.
He can't be in this conversation. You should sit out for 4 minutes.
I had Phelps. And I crossed it off because he said it, but I'm gonna put it back on because it seems like he didn't. But I was going between him or Babe Ruth for that slot.
Okay.
Jordan, Gretzky, Woods, Jerry Rice.
It's so many of them.
Michael Phelps or Babe Ruth.
Sure.
I'm mad at that.
And so I want you to choose one of those white guys. Which one you go, Phelps or Ruth? I just like five, just tight. Give us one.
Babe Ruth.
Solid. Yeah. So, you see, he made that decision. Well done, sir.
That's because he knows what an athlete is.
So, my five. First off, there were a lot of. I was looking at multiple lists, you know, research.
Yeah.
And it was all over the board. It was all over the board. Mm-hmm. Ali was on one list, wasn't on three lists. Gretzky was on one list, not on four lists. Rice was on no list.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was just interesting piece. My five was. Federer, Serena,
two tennis,
Biles, Jordan, and then that five was tough because I was gonna go Phelps or Woods, and it was tough. And I went with the edge. I went with Phelps, and now I kind of gave the two really quick why I felt that way real quick. One, I went with Phelps over Woods specifically because. I need Tiger for myself personally to get into that top five for myself.
Yeah.
I need him to beat Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, he's still chasing somebody.
That is where I am with
that. He's still chasing somebody. Yeah.
Phelps has 28. That. He has the most. He has the most medals. And he has 23 goals.
Yeah.
Right? Biles, and with Biles specifically and with LeBron specifically, is that they're still
chasing people.
There's still that, and then there's still potential.
Yeah.
The reason why, one, all of the accolades, I don't have time to get out to accolades that Biles has already at 21, also where she started.
Yeah.
It's a ton. Look them up here. All facts. But she's also 21.
Mm-hmm.
And so their potential to go at least.
Well, this is her last Olympics. She can't, they don't go past 22.
I'm not knocking any woman because Serena do what she do. So, you know what I'm saying? To go at least one more. Or two more world championships and at least one more Olympic, those numbers already are bananas.
Yeah.
Those numbers could be ridiculous.
Also, with
this
one, the kidney stones. We didn't even mention
that. We didn't.
She's
the first American, man, woman, any race to get a medal in every event at the World Championships.
Can we talk about how bad kidney stones?
It's a step down from the pregnancy of Serena Williams.
Vince Carter said he missed seven games
with a kidney stone.
Because of kidney stones.
Mm. And
this woman flipping. Wait, bro, I thought I might have had a kidney stone.
Brother, we talked about that.
I called. I was in North Carolina.
I called my brother.
I said, I'm going to die in North Carolina.
Who's not a medical physician.
This is for me. Tell mom I love her. I'm going to die in North Carolina at this very nice hotel.
Sure.
I thought it was it.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna drink as much water. I'm gonna die here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sleep. Yeah. It was like.
It's bad.
I called my brother, I was like, yo, I'm done.
Real bad.
I'm out. I don't know what it is, but just kidney stones, I'm gonna die.
And also a feat that I haven't seen personally or haven't noticed before. Well, she had I hate sounding so ignorant. She had a move named after her.
Yeah, she did have a move
named after her. She had a vault move.
Yes.
I feel like that move is not the right term. I know trick is not the right term.
Both of these sound terrible.
A vault.
You wanna say spin? You wanna say split? Spin?
A vault flippy?
I don't know why we let him talk. He said,
I don't know why he's still talking. You're still talking about.
I was hoping somebody would be like, here's the term.
Well, no. We really don't want to hear you for the next 2 minutes.
Time out still.
So I think another thing.
You're no longer a podcaster.
We were specifically talking about only things on the field, right? Uh-huh. And when I wanted to look at Ali for myself personally, yeah. I looked and I was just, I'm an accolades, I'm an accomplishment, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
There was so much off the stuff I wanted to put in.
Yeah,
Ali. But I just had to pull it back, and I was like, top five all time.
Truthfully, if you're taking only on Floyd Mayweather,
right,
Mayweather,
So then I just put no Boxster on that bad boy.
Yeah,
and then who else did I have on? And then Jordan. And so it was an interesting thought. I was really looking, you know, Federer numbers and accomplishments are bananas.
Yeah,
of course we know about Serena's are bananas. Yeah, and Phelps. You know,
I think the thing is, bananas. I said earlier, it's like, who are they chasing anybody?
I think that's a valid piece.
If they're not chasing nobody, it's like,
I think, especially on the time they were doing it, because, mm-hmm. you know, let's say you were a monster in the 70s.
Right.
You got to a spot that somebody broke it maybe in the 2020s.
Right.
You know, something like that. That's an element. But at that time, you know, Tiger, I really want any, and I hope.
Right.
I do. I really would love for his legacy for him to be tied, if not past the Golden Bear. Yeah. You know, you said Rice, right? You say Rice too? Was he the only one to say Rice?
Right.
You would only say Rice and Gretzky, and you were the only one. You had somebody who knows nobody else said too. I was trying to see anybody who said
Barry Bonds.
You had Bonds.
I had Bonds,
but you were discounted, and so okay, maybe that was the only one there. Why did you have Gretzky? Was a monster.
Yeah,
he's the number one hockey player
I knew
growing up.
Yeah, he's the hockey ghost you chase.
He just his stats, what he did, how he changed the game.
I just think that the interesting about the Biles piece though is like because the way gymnastics evolves,
mm-hmm.
like the most current era is the best version of it. Because like,
yes.
you know what I mean?
So I'll
agree
with that.
So like, she's not only is she more accomplished, but then like what she's doing is harder than everybody in her past. So it's like
faster, better, more.
So it's like, oh, you're the best at this.
She's the best at this
for
all genres. And then I also like the comparative piece.
Because
then I was also looking at, right, let's say Jerry Rice, for example. You say, who's number two? And you'd be like, oh, so they're 10,000 yards away. Well, then you talk about GOAT status. That's bananas. You say, oh, who has, you know, this most points to Kareem? Oh, they're this thousand number of points away. Oh, who has this many gold medals or total medals in the Olympics? Oh, they're 12 away. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like that was also a thing as well. It's really, let us know what you think, man, about if you were going to make a list. Top five, social media, 4th and 10, podcast at gmail.com. We want to hear for sure.
Next topic. College basketball starting up this week tonight, actually. So congrats to everybody that gets to watch that. That was a terrible intro, and I apologize. ESPN has been with Duke all summer for one of their programs on ESPN+. They've been following Coach K around, which is Dick Vitale just loved it. The quote that we're going to talk about, though, is Coach K's advice to his Duke team this year was, be as tough as your mothers.
Mm.
Good advice.
That don't preach.
Good advice, bad advice. What
Who don't got a tough mother?
Nate was talking like his mom went tough. Did y'all hear that intro?
Yeah.
No.
That bad boy was not.
I was trying to just jumpstart a conversation.
Nah, bro.
No.
We're not going to take this disrespect to Charlotte no more.
It's not disrespect.
We're not going to do it.
It's not.
We're not going to do it.
My mom is mean.
We are
pro and
tough. Charlotte.
This is podcast. A pro Charlotte podcast.
I understand
podcast.
That.
And we would
I'm
like
on
to
board.
See her own son
I don't think so,
reflect
bro.
That.
You won't employ her the way that you just brought up
Definitely
mothers in here.
Yo.
Right there.
It was more Duke.
Is that what it was? Well, it rubbed off into your mother.
Yeah.
Who brought you out her womb. So show some respect. She's tough. Gina energy. You know what it is. Show some respect to that guy, dog, and get with the program.
Yeah.
Is it tough? My mother's very tough. My mother specifically for tons of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Physically. Right, I still feel like she could come in here and call my first, middle, and last name, and I would leave this podcast right now.
Right now.
I would not finish this topic right here. I'm telling that as a fact. If she was in her house coat, I would get up right now, leave this chair, drop my headphones, and go into her Cutlet Supreme. I would do that. Mm-hmm. My mom was 5'2" on her tippy toes, multiple jobs, single mom, 3 boys, not a game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I was listening to some of the, was it a comic? I don't know who it was. But he was just talking about, like, I don't know if I ever saw my mom sick. And I know moms get sick. Let's not get it twisted because you're a human being.
Right.
But there's a toughness to them, you know, especially if they can help it. Where you'd be like, dang, I don't remember, like, having to feed my mom soup or go get her some because she couldn't get out the bed.
Yeah.
She was there every day getting it in.
Yeah.
Be as tough as your mother. That's a phrase.
My mom is physically tough.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, I don't think I've ever been a more mentally. Like, I consider myself, like, a person who could, like, you don't mess with my mental.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I'm like, oh, she could trick me to do, like, you know what I mean? Just be like, oh, like, I'm afraid of what you're able, like, you're tough up there, and I can't get in there, and that bothers me. She's in a whole nother level of tough. But I agree. I don't think the other time I've seen my mom sick, it was just literally the doctor's like, hey, you're sick. She's like, I don't believe it. And I was like, well, doc, you wrong. I guess you wrong. Because my mom says she's not. So whatever your church say, you got to go back and look again, bro. It's not the case.
I've seen my mom chug NyQuil complaining about allergies. And it's like, I don't think NyQuil is the answer for
allergies.
Yeah, moms
be taking the wrong medicine, but it be working. You ever notice that?
Bro, that's a fact.
Moms be like, I got a cold.
If you ain't a nurse, mom.
Hand me a lemon. Bro. You be like, wait, why is that going to work?
I remember one time, my mama had some random Shreveport, Louisiana remedy. She got like some big leaf.
Yeah.
She like crumbled up like Advil, rolled it, put it in the leaf, and put it on my head. It was some bananas, yo, and I just laid down, had like a hot towel on my throat.
Yeah.
I think my leg was hurt, but they had all this stuff on my top extremities. Like, I was like, what is this Advil in this road? Yeah. Are we going to fire this up? What are we doing with this hot towel? They just be putting anything with everything.
My mom goes to get her cholesterol check, and then she'll just like eat Cheerios before because she heard Cheerios low. Yeah. And then come back and be like, beat him again. And I'm like, that's not the Cheerios.
That's not
bro.
The Cheerios.
That can't be the Cheerios.
Not immediately.
That's not how that works.
It's like when you floss for the one time a year before you go to the dentist.
But my mom eats Cheerios.
That's exactly. Whenever my mom would think one of us would be like constipated, struggling, she's like, go drink a cup of water. Like, that's just going to just go ahead and just send that all the way down and just clear that all out.
Clear it out.
Just like a water hose. Just drink a cup of water and you'll be just. I don't know if that's how our body sounds, but just. I feel like Miss Frizzle kind of made it look like that on the diagram.
Yeah.
Oh, Ralphie. We can just kind of keep it moving here.
Yeah. My mom would give us so much Vicks Vapor Rub.
Vicks.
That was just.
Vicks. Vicks was sponsored by mom.
She would tell me to put it up my nose. She'd be like, if you're congested, just put it under your nose and up your nose.
Up your nose?
Up your nose a little bit. And you just kind of.
Whoa.
Yeah, your mom do that? Snorting Vicks, bro.
And I put it in my nose, bro.
Look, it worked. It cleaned out
it better,
your head.
It better had.
Did it?
It just drained.
Did we know the effects, the long-term effects?
We do.
I'm about to say.
Everybody in my family had this remedy. So.
But you were probably weaker. You were probably weaker.
Your eyeballs hurt, so you're probably on the lower totem pole of that.
Yeah, moms don't be getting sick.
Moms
Meanwhile,
are tough, man.
Dads be sick all the time. You know what I'm saying? Dads be sick quite often. Dads be sick and then don't even be doing nothing. Moms be sick and be like, well, I still got to cook. I still got to do this.
Dads be sick
and be like, don't nobody talk to him.
Don't go in the room.
Don't go in the room.
You put the plate under the door. Don't go in the room.
Don't look him in the eye. He's suffering right now.
Turn the lights off. Turn the lights off. He's laying down.
He's sensitive to the light right now.
Turn the TV down.
Yeah.
Turn the TV down.
Mom's be tough. Just be like, eh.
Is your mother.
Yeah.
That's a strong. That's solid right there.
Very
Coach K with the facts.
Very
accurate. Be as tough as your mother.
That should put that on a shirt.
Put that on a shirt, man.
Somebody put that on
a shirt.
I'd buy that
joke.
I would buy that
be
shirt.
Be as tough as your mother.
Be as tough as your mother?
Man, that's solid right there. China energy. We in this thing. Let's keep moving. Last topic of the day, baby. New York City Marathon. That doesn't excite anybody in this room. Maybe, damn. I don't know. How long is a marathon? That's like
26
miles.
Point,
some change like that, right?
26.2?
Yeah, that's it. 26.2 miles.
I will never.
Right? So a young lady in Jersey.
I'll never watch
you. Know? No, not at all. I wouldn't go outside. I wouldn't put on a jacket to go give you a cup
I'd
of water.
I'd call the police on the marathon. It's a bunch of dumb people out here just running.
We got some people looting and running out here. I don't know what's happening out here, bro. I don't know what type of parade this is. Right. I don't see no floats.
Yeah.
Nothing going on. It's raining. What they doing out here?
It's too early for
all this. A runner in New York City is getting ready for the marathon. She's been training for this marathon for a year. Caitlin Curran, she's getting ready to go. She's excited. I don't know if you ever trained for something for over a year, but that's an exciting thing. When it's about to come, think about getting ready for a wedding or a big exam, whatever the case may be, right? Mm-hmm. You're getting ready for this. It's big. This is
a whole year.
A whole year. Getting ready. So she is running the marathon. It's popping off. It's going. She's been with a guy for 4 years. They've been friends for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. Things are going great. And then at mile 16, this guy, this Jersey City baboon firefighter comes out, Dennis Galvin, proposes to her.
I feel like you have a way about feel at way
about mile 16 of the marathon. She then, because she's a kind, sweet lady, stops her racing for the moment. He gets on a knee. He proposes. She says yes because she is going to be seen as potentially a jerk in front of all these people, right? or she really loves him and stop this, you know, year quest. And boom, she says yes, hugs and kisses more, and then finishes the race in 4 hours and 24 minutes, which is 2 movies. And I'm like, no, not happening. Not happening, bro. I'm halfway through Daredevil. I'm not doing a marathon. What are you doing? And I'm just like, no. This is a boo for me here. I'm just specifically for Dennis. To do it at the mile 16. Yeah. That's
she
my style.
She loves him way more than he loves her. Can we acknowledge that? Because yes. If I trained a whole year for something, and you know I've been training a whole year.
You know that.
And you stopped me at mile 16 for something that you could have did at the end.
At the end.
You know I had a personal time I'm working for.
Or the beginning.
Not the beginning. I want that in my brain.
Sure.
I don't want that in my brain.
At the end.
That's that. You know why he picked mile 16? Because he thought she might say no.
He wasn't even confident.
She ain't going to say no at mile 16.
Not 16.
She going to say yes at mile 16. At the end, she tired. She might have a lot of time to think about more stuff. Then she might say no. So kudos, I guess, to him.
Because 1 point
like,
for that, thinking about
just thinking like, if this go wrong, but I got.
We're gonna take away both of those kudos because he probably a trash guy.
Trash guy.
He probably a trash guy trying to
kudos
trick into
as
this.
As far as being a deceptive person,
that was smooth though. He does get a point for that.
Yes.
You're a fan of this?
No, this is so. She got a medal, right?
She did. Well, I don't know whatever that means. I feel like everybody gets a
does
medal.
Everybody
in marathon.
Did you get participation trophies?
I don't know
for
how that works.
Yes. Yeah, you get something.
Everybody gets one.
Yeah.
Fucking get into the finish line. Finishing. Well done.
Oh, you finish?
I mean, listen.
They call it a medal.
Yes. Nate, because you would die.
Oh, Nate, don't
about
do this,
running.
Nate. Don't
well,
do
yeah,
this.
Well,
yeah,
no, I'm not going to run for 4 hours. There's very few things I like to. I like
couldn't.
To sleep for 4 hours.
You could not do it.
Probably not.
No.
Say you couldn't.
You
just say you couldn't, Nate.
No, because it could be like a make a wish thing where somebody pushes me like in a bike or something. Like, no, I could figure out a way to.
No, you couldn't do it.
Who was pushing you in a bike?
You no one likes you enough to push you 26
miles.
No, listen. I could not run 26 miles. That
I
is
would
fair.
Bet you.
Uh-oh.
But I
$10,000 you could not
fine.
Run 26
I'm not
going to
run 26
Stop.
Miles.
Wait a minute. We have not shaved chests and punched people on this podcast. We have talked about this. We're done with that topic. We have talked about people holding us accountable here. We got to shave chests before Christmas, God dog it.
Before Christmas.
Listen here.
It's a wax chest.
It's a wax chest.
Waxing of the chest. Yes. The punch was supposed to happen if we got enough retweets. So that's not happening.
All
right. But specifically the waxing of chest will happen before Christmas. All right, we're back. What
if
we
one Pearson retweets this week's episode, we should have a Sock 'em Boppers boxing match.
Fun. That's a fun time right there.
Oh, wow.
That's a fun time.
I love the
you got that. You got physical advantage. You should take that bet. That's pretty good.
What the?
I mean, he's seen you naked. You should get a soccer ball and just punch your hand in the face. Just to get even, bro.
I'm still hung up on the participation trophy thing. I didn't know that.
That's the dumbest. It is an award to say
you completed, you finished something that many people
that
cannot,
most people.
Cannot
it's not like
do.
You sign up for T-ball.
No.
And everybody gets one. It's like you really train. Yep. And you finish a pretty much impossible thing for like probably 90% of the population.
Yeah, that's I feel good about
and you,
that.
And you poo poo it because you could do it, huh? Mm-hmm.
No, it's not because I could do it. It's just it.
He doesn't think it's
they
a
gave it
athlete.
To everybody.
It's something to like remember the race by.
Yeah, they give diplomas like, to everybody too. Who graduate of the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the same. There's still better diplomas than others.
Wait.
Yeah, then there's better awards.
Are there better
awards? So then what do they call the other
they're
ones?
There's ones that say
backtrack, bro.
If they give everybody a
backtrack,
medal.
There's not better diplomas.
They're not better.
They're diplomas.
Yeah, they're all diplomas. They're not better diplomas.
Right, I was thinking of.
You were thinking maybe, of. You yeah. were trying to use that GED vernacular. Better diplomas. What in the world?
Wait, what did you mean? Better what?
Like you're saying like valedictorian.
Yeah, like those kind of things.
Right, but they all get a diploma.
But I'm saying like people have different tassels. Yeah.
Yes, but they all get a diploma.
Right. No, I was mixed up.
All right. I'm glad. Appreciate you saying it. Fair enough.
Fair.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I didn't know they handed it to. So what do they give the people who win?
They have numbers. There's like, or like nicer trophies. Like nicer
stuff. Like the tassels. Which works out for you.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're big into these tassels.
Yeah. What's up
a lot of people at my school had a lot of tassels. And
your school wasn't big. There was like 12 tassels.
It wasn't. They just kept giving people tassels. I was like, did you guys just sign up to
Why
get
didn't you
tassels?
Just make your own then?
I thought about it. Valid. I should.
You That's thought valid. About making your own tassels?
I thought about making my own tassels. I made up a bunch of awards that I got.
It would have came out or would have all ripped up curtain.
Wait. You made up a bunch of awards that you got, but you're going to like make fun of someone that ran 26.2 miles?
Yeah.
He just confidently said, yeah. Bro, this is why we have reviews like we just had. Bro,
called, this is why nobody left in 2018 is on the Nate train.
Yo.
Please speak up. Listen to my words. Please speak up if you were still on the Nate train with any inkling of your body. You'd be like, I'm still believing him. Just let us know.
Right,
if you're still out there.
Yeah, put that in review.
Let him know. He needs to know so he can sleep well at night. Because we're trying to help him, and if you're on his side, that's helpful for him.
You're going
to
lose people, bro.
Swimmers on athletes, runners on athletes, and people like tassels. That's what we do
Other
now.
Sports, you have to run and do other stuff.
Other sports, you have to run and do it. So you, if you have to do multiple things, have to do?
Nothing. He just had to run. And so it's like, I've seen people have to run and dribble. I've seen that people have to run and stop somebody else from running.
Wait, so Usain Bolt's not an athlete? I just want to clarify some things.
No, so Usain Bolt is a great runner. He's not a great athlete.
He didn't say it.
So to be clear, as we wrap this up, an athlete is somebody who
by definition.
No. What your we want no. your definition. We all on the same page.
I'm giving the definition.
No, your definition?
Yes, by definition, they are athletes.
Okay,
they are participating in athletic events.
Okay. But your definition.
But if I'm going top five athletes, I'm putting people that
No. That's not what you're doing. You are degrading them and not calling them athletes.
So right, they're not on the same level as other athletes.
But you're not even calling them athletes, so let's not worry about the top five.
You know what an athlete is, per definition?
You're not calling them an athlete.
And they are technically they are athletes.
Who is proficient in sport and other forms of physical exercise.
Look at that.
Sure.
Look at that.
I like how you say sure at words we have generally accepted right. language. That's what I'm saying.
They're athletes.
He's like, I disagree.
I'm just not putting generally them accepted over other language. Athletes.
Please let us know if you guys are still in his train. That's most important.
We're not.
Get out of here.
You're great at swimming. I've seen LeBron do so much more. That's it, guys. That's all of our topics. Thank you so much.
LeBron almost drowned on vacation.
What are you talking about?
My name is Nathan Owens. You can find me on Twitter at @IAM_Owens. Snapchat and Instagram is just I'm Owens.
Boy. Follow me on Instagram.
I'm
Twitter.
So sad right now. I'm just disappointed as a person
like,
for people.
It was like you reached a point like he's not gonna have any more crazy
you can't.
Ones. And he is. Yo, you can't even swag surf. That's how we started
can't even
this.
Swag surf.
Do or die. Instagram and Twitter at Dave Perdue Comedy. That's where you can find.
Look at this.
Stuff.
You're gonna take all the air out of the room here.
Goodness.
Well done, sir. Get at me on Twitter, DAMONJR @2 for Instagram, man.
Swag Surf Nate.
Oh, man. Check us out on Patreon. Appreciate y'all so much, guys, sticking with us. Let us know if you're a fan.
Stop. That was embarrassing.
Nominate a Nate, please. Nominate a Nate.
Hashtag more than 10. See you next week.
Holla. Peace.
We don't care about the tweet anymore, man.
Yeah.